Okay, you're listening to the Friday Morning After. I'm just going to add a little bit to that story. They have been requesting information from the Minister of Transportation, who has basically said, we don't know anything and we're not going to press the United States to get that information. A newspaper in Iceland called the Morgunblaðið just published in a PDF document a list of CIA planes and their itineraries for between 2001 and 2005. And I'm just, for the record, just going to list several of the planes that landed in Canada and when they landed. On March 10th, 2001, a Beechcraft B-300 with the number N169KT landed in Goose Bay. On July 1st, 2001, a Gulfstream Aerospace with the number N173S landed in Goose Bay. On January 24th, 2002, with the number N1HC, that landed in Goose Bay. That same plane in October 17th of 2002 took off from Goose Bay. Let's see. An Aerospace ATIALE with the tag number N212AZ that landed in Goose Bay on, let's see, August 31st, 2004. A plane number with N315CR, that is an AT-42 plane that landed in Goose Bay on December 21st, 2001. A plane number with N315CR, that is an AT-43 plane that took off from Goose Bay. Let's see, Goose Bay is a very popular landing spot for the CIA. A LJ-35 Learjet with the number N33NJ that landed in Goose Bay on, August 23rd, 2001. That same plane took off on August 26, 2001 from Goose Bay. That same plane landed in Goose Bay on December 2nd, 2001. That same plane took off from Goose Bay May 18th, 2002. That same plane landed in May 19th, 2002. So that's very strange. That plane was going up and down from that airport. That same plane landed on September 23rd, 2001. That plane number, that's a different plane, N42HN, that landed on September 23rd, 2001. That same plane, N42HN, took off on the 24th of 2001 on September. Okay. Plane number N5117H that landed in Frobisher Bay. It was a McDonnell Douglas MD-82. That same plane, we're talking about CIA planes here, landed March 12th, 2005 in Goose Bay. And that same plane took off from Goose Bay June 1st, 2005. So we have plenty of planes, plenty of CIA planes that are flying in and out of Goose Bay and Frobisher Bay. The European newspapers are reporting that once those planes land, nobody's allowed to go near them. So nobody knows if passengers are on those planes or not. So you make your decision. We're going to go to some music, and we'll be right back.